Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Kara Hetland, sitting in today for Lori Walsh. This year, many school districts around the state offered an online option for families who aren't comfortable sending children back to the classroom at this stage in the pandemic. And in many cases, that leaves teachers to juggle traditional classroom instruction with online prep work as well. The Yankton School Board recently voted to dismiss school early on Fridays to give teachers extra time to manage their workload. We now welcome Yankton Superintendent Wayne Kindle to share how his school district is navigating this unique year. Dr. Kindle, wait, thank you so much for joining us on In the Moment.
Well, hi, Kara. Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure to be on the radio with you and to be able to share some things regarding our school district. And, you know, I'd start out by telling you that, and the people listening, that, you know, I'm really proud of our educational system in South Dakota. My colleagues across the state and all the schools in South Dakota, in my opinion, they've done a tremendous job of educating our kids in some really difficult times. And so I just want to commend all of the school districts out there and their staff, administration, and school boards for really doing a great job. And I really sincerely mean that.
I'll just full disclosure. I have a daughter who's a first year teacher, so I see the effort and the passion and the hours, the long hours that go in to making sure every kiddo gets the education they deserve. So kudos as well. So Dr. Kindle, let's start and just kind of give me a summary of how you kind of set up the year in Yankton, just briefly.
Yeah. So, you know, like the other school districts around the state, you know, we all spent a lot of time working on a return to school plan, and Yankton did the same. And, you know, I think it varied, you know, among districts throughout the state on different things that you were going to do and how you were going to do that. And I think it really comes down to, you know, what's going to work in your community with your kids and your staff, and, you know, doing it in the best interest, as we all are, for our kids and staff that are going to need to be there. We want to keep them safe. We want to keep them healthy, because we all know that the best place for our kids is, in fact, to be in school face-to-face with our teachers. So I think, you know, as we put ours together, that was really our primary focus, is how can we keep kids in school? And if by chance, and the probability probably being fairly high with COVID-19, that at some point throughout the year, we might have to do something different. Maybe it's closing a building, maybe it's closing a classroom for a while, or perhaps the entire district, that we had a plan in place which would allow parents and our staff to jump from one mode of learning to another. And or if we had parents at the beginning of the year that felt very uncomfortable having their kids come to school due to COVID, that we also provided those parents and kids with an online option. And so we really feel like we've been able to do that. And we've provided that both in at school everyday learning or online learning. We feel that we've accomplished that. And I think every day and every week that goes by, we try to tweak that, see how we can make our plan better.
And so give me a sense quickly, because we only have a few minutes, where your numbers are at with positive tests and the percentage of kids who are online learning.
Yeah, you know, so I give a weekly report at the end of each week, and I did that a week ago Friday, and we had a total of 5 cases throughout the entire district that are in-school related. And that 5 is a cumulative total of both student and staff that may be positive. So, you know, we've done pretty well here in Yankton from week to week. And tomorrow I'll have our numbers again, a new set of numbers. But we think, you know, planning ahead like all schools have done, has really helped to do that. We are a masking school, and we began that from day one. So we require masking of all of our students and our staff, not only at school during the day, but at our activities. So we think that that has really helped mitigate some of the spread in our school.
So then what led to the decision to close early on Fridays?
Yeah, so, you know, I think you touched on it. Having a daughter that teaches, one of the things that we have felt has been really important throughout this entire process is you've got to take care of your staff. We've got to take care of those staff that are working every day with our kids. And so we realized pretty quickly, you know, within the first 3 or 4 weeks that trying to do in-school learning and online learning is very difficult, and it requires a lot of extra time for our staff. And so we contemplated this. We had a lot of discussion in-house about it, and then we took it as a proposal to the school board and asked that they consider that we have an early release every Friday beginning tomorrow through Christmas, where our staff could work from 12 to 4 every Friday at school and to try to get caught up on things, to plan for other things that they're going to do, to reach out to students. And our board approved that, and we will reevaluate that at the December school board meeting.
Does this impact any required classroom instruction hours or anything like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, the state of South Dakota requires that you have so many contact hours for each level, elementary, middle school, and high school. And we have always surpassed that by quite a bit each year. And even with doing this, we feel very comfortable that we will not only meet the requirements, but we will, again, surpass what's required by the state. And we also know that the state Department of Ed has been very good with schools wanting us to make sure that we take care of our employees, we do what's right for the benefit of the kids and staff, and we feel that this move was something that benefits not only our staff, but in the long term will benefit our kids so that they can get a quality education that not only that they expect, but what we expect to provide them. And giving our staff the extra time will certainly help accomplish that.
And quickly, in the few seconds we have left, how is your staff responding to this change?
You know, it's been really well received, and we're grateful that we can do it. We did a survey. We did not ask our parents if they wanted to do this, but what we did ask them is if there was a day that they preferred. We chose a Wednesday and a Friday, and we had around 1,900 parents respond to that survey, and the Friday was the most selected day if we were to do this and the board was going to approve it.
Okay. Dr. Kindle, I want to thank you for taking the time and coming on the program today and giving us a little snapshot of what's happening in Yankton. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.